Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend John Scully being back on the show. John has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. He's the former CEO of Pepsi-Cola and Apple. He's the guy who notoriously fired Steve Jobs back about 30-something years ago. And he's the author of a same book, Moonshot, Game-Changing Strategies to Build Billion-Dollar Businesses. And he's here to give us some commentary on what's going on with some current events. I can't wait to hear what his thoughts are. John Scully, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be back with you again.
Good to have you back. So, John, I know one of the things you've been working on, not just tracking, not just observing and commenting on, but you've been working on trying to find some kind of common sense solutions to this industry, this healthcare industry, this one-sixth of our economy. Somebody, we've got to find a way to solve this, and obviously the government's not going to be able to do it.
Well, you're absolutely right, and what I think is not well understood by people who aren't inside the health care system is that there's some big problems that actually have solutions that don't require that the government do much of anything. Let me give you an example. If we think of sick care, in other words, the people who are really sick, that 5% of Americans who represent about $1.5 trillion of cost per year. Jim, these people represent about half of the entire U.S. health spend. And if we can figure out how to lower the cost of care to them, but at the same time significantly improve the quality of life health services for them, it'll fundamentally change the healthcare system far more than any of these government subsidy programs.
Well, and of course there are a lot of players in that answer, aren't there? With the drug companies, the medical equipment companies, the way we compensate hospitals and doctors, all that, right?
Yes, but there's a simpler way to look at it if you come at it from the high tech world background that I have. If you look at the avoidable drug-impacted medical costs, along with the unnecessary medical procedures, it adds up to about an opportunity to save $400 billion a year.
Wow.
And a simple way to think of this is these very sick people, that 5% who represent, you know, half of the entire U.S. healthcare spend, these very sick people are taking 15 to 25 pills a day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
These people are suffering from multiple chronic care diseases like obesity, type 2 diabetes, obstructive sleep apnea, hypertension, congestive heart failure, cancer. And the unintended consequences, because the health system doesn't have the same level of actionable analytics that other industries do, there is a duplication of effectiveness from combining drugs. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's you know, taking too many drugs because some actually do what other drugs do, and the physicians prescribing those drugs don't even know what the other prescriptions for that patient.
I went through this with my when I was a caregiver. I was responsible for the care of my father and my mother in the end of their lives, and I got a full on education about all the things you're talking about there. And I had to make the doctors go through every single one of my medicines, my parents' medicines. And I did. I actually found some medicines that they did not need to have, and they were just prescribing them just because they thought they need them. They didn't need them.
Absolutely right. And
the side effects were hurting their quality of life.
You totally understand the problem. So I'm part of a company. I'm actually the chairman of the board. I'm also the chief marketing officer of a private company called RX Advance, and we focus on exactly this problem. We built the first cloud-based platform that takes the entire care continuum, looking at the pharmaceuticals. It's required by regulation that you document, doctors do this, every clinical claims and related lab data. We're the first company to take this data through the entire care continuum. And we started the company in 2013, Jim. We did $65 million revenue last year. We'll do $500 million revenue.
So you're saying just by medical organizations and professionals adopting these some of this new technology, they can go right around the government's of scenarios.
Well, it's not that you. I mean, we would love to have the government do more than they're doing.
Yeah.
But the reality is, think of it this way: what do politicians in Washington do? You know, they are basically focused on laws. They're focused on legislation.
Yep. John, hold on to that thought. How can we find that your company online?
It's called RX Advanced.
Advanced.com? RxAdvanced.com?
RxAdvanced.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. Right back with John Sculley. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.